Peterson Financial Group is an independent financial services firm that helps people create retirement strategies every day using a variety of insurance and investment products to meet their specific goals. We are not permitted to offer, and no statement made during the show shall constitute tax or legal advice. You should talk to a qualified professional before making any decisions about your personal situation. The information presented is not a solicitation for the purchase or sale of securities or investment strategies. We are not affiliated with the U.S. government or any governmental agency. Investment advisory services offered through Peterson Financial Group, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
This is the Retirement Ready Podcast with President and Founder Eric Peterson of Peterson Financial Group, Iowa's retirement specialist with an office in Des Moines. It's time to make sure that you're retirement ready.
Eric, I know you're a movie fan as well, and you enjoy, we've talked about some various different things, and I know, like myself, you and I, growing up when we did, we were Star Wars fans, and so I've got to start with a classic, you know, all-time baddie in the movie world, and that's, you know, Darth Vader, man. I mean, you know, he's all time, like, you know, evil force, if you will.
For most of the movies, but then, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, they did a couple of things, but, I mean, how cool of a bad guy was he when we were younger, though, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right? With the voice and the, yeah, and the feel of squeeze.
And, yeah, and the pinch and the red lightsaber, just cool stuff, right? And he just looks so intimidating, right? So he has all that kind of, you know, and of course, the original movies were classic good versus evil, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so you think about that, financially speaking, you know, what's kind of that Darth Vader-ish, you know, thing out there?
Well, remember that he also, when he started out, because then when they came back with the first, or went backwards to go forwards,
right,
it's kind of weird, he actually started out as good.
Correct.
And then he got seduced by the dark side, so he's both good and bad, and he is defeated by good. So
right.
Something's both good and bad, I guess. So in the financial world, I guess that would be the stock market.
Right.
It is a force for good, right? Because it does allow you to accumulate, but can be a force for bad in that it can take away your wealth quickly, as a lot of people remember from 2008 and 2009. You know, because I remember going down to Tampa because I was with an organization, and that's where they did a lot of training down there. And down there and riding in a car with some other advisors from the airport. And just asking one of the people, you know, that was in leading one of the conversations or training is like, you know, how far can this thing go down? And he's like, really? Zero. You know, I mean, it was going down 300 points a day. You know, you open it, you just kind of get numb to it. You know, maybe, oh, the market's down again today. It's where people say, I just stop opening up my statements. I don't want to see the carnage anymore. It's like, you know, just, you know, sun comes up again today and the market's down again today. You remember those days. Remember how far it went down. You're like, well, you know, at least I can still put food on the table and I got a job to go to. And you just kind of became numb to it, you know, and that was really, really bad, really ugly. And then, you know, as long as you weren't retired then or needed to retire and use it to live on, you know, you didn't sell it, you're rewarded and it came back. And so everyone is kind of tiptoeing around, when's that going to happen again? You know, and then we do have a bad time, like 2022, pretty bad, 20% down. Now you accumulate a lot of money, you know, say you have $1 million and all of a sudden goes down 20%. Well, that's 200 grand. That's a lot of retirement lifestyle.
Yeah, you know? Big time.
Yeah. But then if you didn't sell it, you held on to it. If you're in the S&P 500 or something just like it, guess what? You earned all that back in 2023 if you didn't have to sell it. So good and bad, right?
Yeah.
But so you need to find a way to, you know, use, you know, the Darth Vader. Darth Vader was both good and bad. So you need how to control it, right? How can you use both those forces for you to succeed? There are ways to do that.
I like that. You got to use the force when it comes to the market, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Very good. I like that. Well, you know, we got to go with another classic. And I kind of actually have always had this weird correlation in my brain, I think, from growing up and seeing movies. I always felt like the Wicked Witch of the West and Darth Vader were kind of the same kind of thing, right? Like, had this feel, you know, totally different kind of, obviously, movies and style and all that stuff. But they just kind of had this arc that I thought was kind of interesting. And so, of course, yeah, in the movie, you know, she's obsessed, right? Just like he is. He's obsessed with finding, you know, Luke and all that kind of stuff. So, but in The Wizard of Oz, the Wicked Witch of the West, she's obsessed with getting her hands on those slippers, right? And she'll go to any lengths to do it. So yeah, people probably do the same kind of thing in the financial world. Sometimes they get maybe a little too focused, maybe.
Yeah. I find this around fees.
Okay.
You know, they get so focused on fees because some of the questions I get asked, like in our classes that we teach, you know, I disclose at the beginning of the class, hey, you know, I do have a financial planning firm. I'm here tonight as an instructor, though. You know, you paid a tuition. I'm here to teach you. You know, at the end, there's an opportunity if you want to come and visit with us. But, you know, here I'm going to teach you. I'm going to give you all I got. You know, so ask any question that you want. I'm going to answer it the best I can. I'm not going to say, oh, you got to come in to get your answer. No, I answer the question as best I can. Inevitably, someone asks, well, what are your fees? And I was like, well, fees only come into question in the absence of value. I say, we are not the cheapest. We're not the most expensive. We provide a lot of value for the fees that we charge. So if you're worried about the fee, to me, that means you're not getting value for what you're being charged right now, because you're just looking at, my guy is only charging me, your person is charging, let's say 1%. Okay, well, that might just be for asset management. So say I tell you, we charge 1.25. Oh, well, you're more expensive. Well, but what do you get for that 1.25? It's not just assets under management, it's just managing your portfolio. Mm-hmm. It's also distributions. It's tax analysis. Every meeting that you have with us, we don't charge an hourly fee for.
Right.
Right? And maybe this person that charges you only 1%, maybe every time you come in, you're charged $250 an hour as well. Maybe there's a portfolio, or there's a planning fee. Maybe they charge you $5,000 to create the plan. Ours is complimentary. Maybe to do a Roth conversion, they charge you this amount. Ours is complimentary. So the fee, the value that you're getting, or maybe that 1% they're charging you also includes what they consider to be the safe portion of your portfolio. Maybe they're constructing a laddering of bonds on 40% of your portfolio. That's to be the portion that's protected from the stock market. The 40% that we would use would have no fee on it. Mm-hmm. Well, now, guess what? Your fee just dropped. So 40% of your portfolio is not charged a fee. Mm. So but you're fixated just on that number. Oh, right, 1.25 right. Is greater than one. Well, no, you need more information. So instead of just be fixated on that fee, find out the whole story.
I like that. Yeah, definitely. So, you know, we're having a little fun here with the movie villains and financial planning and doing some interesting correlations between some classic villains and some things that we got to kind of get maybe hung up on when it comes to our financial journey. So that's part of what the review is all about, is going through and taking a look and, you know, kind of dissecting and refining the script, if you will, for your retirement story. So if you need some help with that, 515-226-1500. That's 515-226-1500. All right. So we went really classic movies here with, classic characters, Eric with Darth Vader and the Wicked Witch of the West. I'm going to go with another, I don't know, some people might consider this a classic movie villain. I'm going to go with Ivan Drago, the big Russian from Rocky IV, right?
Yeah.
Classic movie there. And of course, he's much bigger than Rock, right? He's much larger, kind of built in a lab in a lot of ways, right? All the montages in the movie show how he's going through all these pieces. Very cutting edge, right? It's also very cold and kind of uncaring, right? When he kind of, you know, takes out Apollo Creed, all that kind of stuff. So what's kind of that equivalent there? Where's the big Drago in the financial world?
Well, that would be probably these robotic investing firms, you know, robo-advisors. Okay.
Technology is great, but at some point it becomes distant or cold.
Yeah, and some people say, well, you know, it's like automatic transmission versus manual transmission.
Right.
You know,
so much more fun with a manual, but yeah.
Yeah, but in the hands of a skilled person, that manual transmission of a race driver is going to be able to do better than that automatic transmission in a race.
Very true, right? Way more effective.
Right, because they're going to know exactly the optimal way before they shift to get the most out of that gear. So, and that... the robo-advisor is going to probably satisfy, I don't know, maybe 80% of people on the accumulations phase of things, maybe 85%. But the problem is on the distribution side, that's when it doesn't work, okay? Because it takes out the emotions out of it, which sometimes people need hand-holding, mm-hmm. okay? And I don't know, I kind of like somebody to talk to. I want to know somebody that gets me, mm-hmm. you know.
Right, right.
Some people don't want that. Some people, you know, they like the self-checkout line at the at the grocery store.
Although, don't we all feel like at this point, it's like, are you going to put us on the payroll or what?
Yeah, I do the self-checkout line. But when it comes, that's just checking out groceries, yeah, right? I can do that myself. But something important like this, something, you know, where I want to bounce some ideas off somebody. I want somebody that understands me. And also the unknown unknowns, things that I may not have considered, right? Mm-hmm. Some things True. Out that I taxes is a big one, right?
Right.
There's some nuance to this.
And well, so, especially if it's your first go around, right? I mean, you've done this hundreds of times, thousands correct. Of times, right? But you know, if you haven't, then how do you even know what you're looking for sometimes?
Right. I always tell folks, because people want us to talk to their kids, right? Oh, can you help my kids? It's like, yeah. You know what? We'll have a conversation with them. We're going to tell them, you know, save the most they can on the tax-free side and the Roth side. But what we do is not suited for them yet. They're not going to get value for paying us the fee that we need to charge because they're not at a point yet where they can get value for it.
Yeah, because of the age. Timing is
correct. They're
important.
On the accumulation side. So yeah. In the accumulation side, yeah, a robotic thing can work for you. Low fees, just accumulation as mm-hmm. much as possible.
Right.
It's when you get to this stage, you know, 50 plus, where what we do, the fee that we charge, is going to bring a lot of value to you. So that's where working with an advisor, someone that specializes in getting you that rest of the way, is really going to make it's going to be a game changer for you.
You've been listening to the Retirement Ready Podcast. If you have questions about what you've heard on today's podcast and would like to schedule a complimentary retirement readiness review with Eric Peterson and the team at Peterson Financial Group, call now. 515-226-1500 is the number to dial. That's 515-226-1500. They are Iowa's retirement specialists and standing by to help you achieve your financial and retirement goals. Want to ask a question online? Visit the team at AskEricPeterson.com. Thanks for listening to the Retirement Ready Podcast, making sure that you're retirement ready.
Did you know that Eric Peterson also has a radio show? Tune in to the Retirement Ready radio show, Sundays at noon on AM 1040 WHO.
Peterson Financial Group is an independent financial services firm that helps people create retirement strategies every day, using a variety of insurance and investment products to meet their specific goals. We are not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. You should talk to a qualified professional before making any decisions about your personal situation. The information presented is not a solicitation for the purchase or sale of securities or investment strategies. We are not affiliated with the U.S. government or any governmental agency. Investing involves risk, including the loss of principal. No investment strategy can guarantee a profit or protect against loss in periods of declining values. Any references to protection benefits or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investment products. Insurance and annuity product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Investment advisory services offered through Peterson Financial Group, Inc., a registered investment advisor.